Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Soup! I eat too much soup.
You did eat too much
I
soup.
I eat too much soup. I'm addicted to soup.
Oh, I need my soup.
I need some soup.
What happens when you eat too much soup?
You strangle bait. That's exactly what happens. Speaking of strangle baiting, we've got Donnie the Diddler here.
Hey, guys.
Donnie
not diddling
the
gymnasts.
Diddler O'Malley.
Donnie the Diddler O'Malley. Whoa, you went limp, Donnie. You went limp on that.
Hey.
You might have to pop in and help him with his mic, Gene.
I know, just fucking
tighten it up. You gotta tighten that shit up, Donnie.
There you go.
There it is.
You're just stretching her out.
Every time.
It's fine, you diddler.
Prop it up. You gotta get it close to your mouth, Donnie. How high are you right now?
Bring the microphone to your mouth, not your mouth to the microphone.
I think it's like a 4 out of 10.
1 to chong, how high are you right now?
4.
When I walked in, it smelled like I was at a Snoop Dogg concert.
I just took a healthy rip.
Well,
why? I told you not to do that.
Very healthy.
I told you to do this one.
I'll do it too. That way it balances out the sides of the table.
Yes, please do. Donnie, last time you were on the show, you were on an edible. And you were losing your tits.
No, yeah. We almost had sex.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I didn't.
Yeah,
was
you
not?
Tried to have sex with me.
Donnie.
On the edible?
What is trying to have sex with you entail exactly?
I don't think I had
exactly?
an edible on the
I
show.
I think it was just looking
I
at me.
I think the second show I ever did, I was high. That was when there was a big gay thing, and you guys were like certain the TV guys were gay.
No.
The guy came out on the show. Who, Greg?
He admitted it.
Yeah.
Who did?
Greg? No, it wasn't Greg. It was Chris.
Chris, yeah.
Chris
Michael, he's not gay.
I don't know. Well, he's someone a fucking, came out on the show.
He's a fucking poon hound. He's not gay.
Well,
he looks gay.
Locked up now.
One of the guys came out on the show, and it was fun. Like, it was fine. We enjoyed it. We had a good time with him.
Yeah.
Like, because we saw you guys kissing in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to revise.
No, it was Greg.
No. That was you and Greg. But then we saw him kissing another guy in the kitchen. They were giving each other shoulder massages
like
on the stairs.
Squeezies.
Yes, I remember. He was getting a bunch of squeezies.
He was
straddling him.
Yes.
Yeah. He was giving a massage. Yeah.
And I said, hey, man. Nothing for naught.
Yeah.
Are you like, it's, if you're fine, it's fine if you're gay.
Let me ask you this, Donnie.
Never say never. And I was like,
yeah.
That's not really an answer to that question.
Actually, I don't think he said never say no. I thought he said maybe.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever held another man's hard penis in your hand? Yes or no?
You have not?
I don't believe that. I've held
limp.
Limp?
Yeah.
But that's like, we've all done
no,
that.
I hold hard.
You hold hard?
Yeah.
How many hold hards have you had?
Do you hold it like you're holding hands with it?
16.
Really?
Yeah.
How and where? How do you hold hard and where?
Movie theaters mostly.
Oh, boy.
Like through the popcorn bucket, or is it just out?
What?
It can't be just out in a theater.
Why not?
Come on.
You sit in the back.
Come on.
That's not
you sit in the back.
Drape a jacket.
But I've.
Or you go to the matinee, there's nobody there. I've done that.
You never just have, you know, your friend never just ran up to you like, oh, I got a boner. You're like, the boner.
No. Literally not one time in my entire life.
And you keep holding it until it comes just to make him feel like a fucking loser?
Yeah.
No. It's just like a fist bump. You're just like, that's funny.
No, it's not like a bear gramming a salmon out of a stream.
No, it's just a quick, it's like less than 5 seconds. You're just,
No.
It's pretty quick.
You don't look
at the eyes. Is that the real 5 second rule?
Yeah.
Like you can grab a hard
dick.
I mean,
I'm not like staring him in the eyes like, good for you. I'm just like, like I'm laughing at the boner.
Like it's a funny little thing that he's playing with.
Oh my God.
Like it was like a dildo from the store. Yeah. Like, look at that fucking thing.
It's the same game that Michael Jackson used to play. Like, hey, we're having a fun time, right? Just grab it. grab it
probably.
Once.
That's probably actually how it started.
You know, just grab it once.
Yeah, if you add Cheerwine to this Luke Belair, that's pretty much what he was feeding those kids.
Yeah, it was. Welcome to that Jesus juice, brother. Donnie, welcome to the show. You got a huge movie out right now.
Got a big movie out.
Yeah.
Really fucking big.
Huge. Actually, huge. Tell everybody the name of it.
In length, yes.
What about girth?
Coming up on an hour and 54
minutes.
Okay, slow it down, buddy. Hour 54. So, A Grunt's Life.
Yeah.
A Grunt's Life. It's a kind of a redo of the show, repackaged to be told in the story of a movie.
Proper format,
although it's not like
I felt it was much better
as a writer
delivered.
Now looking back at it,
yes,
I'm like, oh, that doesn't follow the format.
It was much better delivered as a movie,
but
than the
it
show.
Works because yeah, sure. it moves the story forward, keeps you entertained every scene, and it gives all the grunts and all the sick fucks the sense of humor that that they've never had in a military story.
So he just watched it, he fucking loved it, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I think you guys had a premiere last night, right? How was it? How was the response?
Oh, it was great.
It was fantastic.
They fucking giggled their asses off.
Yeah, it was a crowd full of grunts, a bunch of 80 seconds.
Yeah, so of course the worst times that you don't, that a normal human wouldn't expect people to laugh at, they were laughing.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that your dick is actually out in this movie.
A lot.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a lot. Twice.
There's full frontal male nudity.
Yeah. No shame
separate
that shit.
Times.
Yeah.
Fucking dangle that.
You can pull it out here. Ray Cash pulled his dick out on here.
That's true, yeah. Ray Cash put his dick like a fucking, maybe a foot from my face.
Yeah.
Really?
What
inspired that?
We were talking about shaving. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. We were talking about shaving.
How much you should properly shave down there, when and where. Yeah. And he was like, man, I go full fucking fulcrum.
Yeah.
And he pulled out.
Full
his,
fulcrum, yeah.
Yeah.
By
yeah,
the way, that's where you
I will
nair
say this.
Once great. Every 9 hours.
Yes.
You
great.
Nair your entire body.
Great shave.
And once you do that for 48 days, your body starts to adapt to being hairless.
Mm-hmm.
You get a different kind of smooth.
Think it over, Donnie.
I gotta try it.
Donnie, you should try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donnie, try it.
Yeah.
Donnie, try it.
I'd be into it.
We actually have razors on this set. Donnie, can we get you to shave your pubes in front of us, and then Jared will narrate it?
Oh.
After the show, obviously.
No, I mean during.
Oh, you want to go during?
Let's go a full 2 hours of you shaving.
Of just
and,
slow shaving?
Yeah. Yeah. We have. I mean, we have all
set
the
set it to slow
ones.
Music.
Yeah,
ooh.
We will.
No. Yes.
Hey, by the way, Ray Cash told us a story when he was at Buds. He could make himself come without using his hands.
Yes, crazy story.
When he was
ever.
A what?
When he was at Buds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like in the Buds class, some people had known him from before and told the instructors that he could do that. And they were like, hey, let's see it. Come on, guy. So he's in a room with like 30 dudes in Buds, right? So it's towards the end of the fucking class.
Yeah.
And he just like pulls his pants down to his ankles, puts his hands behind his head, and just like concentrates and then comes.
And he can still do it to this day, he says.
That's amazing.
That is mind power right there.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's strength of willpower. Is that guy an entrepreneur now?
He's a motivational speaker. Which, let's face it, is there anything more motivational than that?
No.
Probably not.
Obviously, this guy has a gift.
Yeah.
He shares his gift with the world.
Yeah.
Sell cars.
He pulled it out on the show.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he should be like a Ferrari salesman.
I don't know how making yourself come leads to selling Ferraris.
I think you should work for the Church
of
Scientology.
You can convince your dick to come with your mind. You can convince somebody to buy a Ferrari or a vacuum.
Ah.
Ferraris and vacuums are basically the same thing.
I mean, they're both overpriced.
Vacuums are?
Yeah.
How much is a vacuum?
A Rainbow?
Oh, Electrolux is that's the best one.
A Hoover?
They're like at least $300.
Or Oric?
Really?
The old Rainbow and Oric?
How
it's like
you know
$1,600.
So many vacuums?
Yeah.
For the starter package. You never had a vacuum salesman come into your house and do all your floors?
Not once.
Whenever
talk door about the blender attachment that they have for the goddamn thing?
Whenever door-to-door salesmen or Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons come to my house, I'm like, come on in, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice little chat today.
Let's go down let's go down this road.
I'm going to ruin your life today, my friend. Yeah. I go back into my room, change into something a little more comfortable, and then come back out.
Yeah.
And so give them a lesson.
It means one sock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not on my dick. It's on 1 foot.
Yep.
haven't you gotten someone to convert from being religious?
Yeah. A number of times. Yeah. But I don't really care if people are religious or not. It was just kind of like a challenge to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Make them question.
So sorry, guy, if you go to hell or whatever, but it was funny.
But you convinced him there is no hell. So.
Yeah, but not if hell is real, which I don't think it is. But if it's real, then not believing in it's not going to save you. it's like not believing in gravity and jumping off the fucking Empire State Building. That's just going to get you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's going to catch up to you.
And it's a sneaky whisker.
It really is.
It looks like we've got a new addition to the set over there too. Can we see this in the wine?
Yeah, are we able to see Eric Estrada over there?
Yeah, Eric Estrada.
Yeah, you do. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, he's looking Chips. Fine.
We switched him out for Fletch this week.
Yeah,
Fletch, that's Latino.
Fletch has had his time.
And then we need to get that campaign poster up here soon.
Well, it is. So we just got the buttons back today.
You got the buttons?
We got the buttons are
ready
ordered.
For December 3rd.
Yes, and the shirts will all ship
Have
December 3rd.
Have you received
3rd, and those will be coming
any
up this
threats?
Week. No, but I will say this. There was a challenger announced another guy threw his hat into the ring.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. So I don't know his
story.
Well,
now you're challenging three seats, right?
Yes. So there will be three of us running for three open seats.
Yeah, the last time there were four open seats and all four of the incumbents got booted.
Yes. So now there's three. And this guy went early and he said, hey, he called the news and he did a proper press release and all that stuff. And he just said, look, you know, obviously December 3rd, I will be turning in my paperwork and I'm going to be this and here's my website and all this shit. And I was like, ah, I like it.
Do you guys get a website?
I like it. No, we're working on all of that now.
Listen, all week we should be shooting photography.
We are. And yeah, we are. So the at first, we had to get all the buttons and T-shirts ordered and all that stuff. Like, that takes a while. Mm. So this just got proofed. And the buttons
do you think the seats that you're running against, are they going to really actively try and campaign to keep their spot?
Look, we're running like a national-level campaign for some dumb school board race.
Yeah,
exactly. So, no, they're not.
Well, it's not dumb
that.
To me, but yeah. Obviously.
Well, when I say dumb, I mean it's like very small in relation to the amount of effort that
the
we're putting
level.
Into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then salaries I looked up as well. So, like, I got a form for salaries. I at first didn't understand why people were senators and governors and all that shit. And so I looked at how much money they were making, and I was like, oh, well, you're kind of making as much as a fucking doctor here. If you're governor of North Carolina, you make $150,000. Not bad. For doing what? Nothing? Just sitting there, kind of
governing, I believe.
Governing.
Yeah. It's in the title.
And the senators get
$175,000. Oh, so man.
It's starting to make sense why, because we were talking about this, why people become career politicians. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, if I can make $175,000 every year, I mean, again, that's what a doctor or a lawyer makes. So, like, what's the fucking.
And you don't actually
don't
have to
senators
do
get a pension too?
Yes.
It depends on how long they've
so
been in office.
I thought, I thought one of them, you just like, you hit a certain number of years and then you're set for life.
Well, it's no. It's rated just like any other job. So if you okay. work a certain number of years, you get an X percentage of whatever the fuck. But it's not like
okay.
you don't get taken care of for life just because you served yeah. one term. At any rate,
I was really bitter.
What's
about
the what's the pay?
Yeah,
why?
Because I just thought, what a scam. I remember thinking, what if you just treated it kind of like an entrepreneurial endeavor? Like, I just got to invest into one campaign and be successful.
Oh yeah.
And do my 2 years, and I'm set for life. Like, what's the
ROI?
Well,
no, a lot of people run investment. Presidential campaigns just so they can write a book about, like, Herman Cain, for example. That dude knew he wasn't ever. Do you remember him? The mm-hmm.
oh,
the black
yeah.
dude that
yeah.
he was a pizza overlord.
But
whatever.
They actually
the
put
fuck?
Him in yes. Trump's cabinet.
Yeah.
So
he was
put him in his cabinet.
He was a CEO wow. of a pizza company or some shit, and he ran for office just so he could write a book about it.
It was a big pizza company. He's worth millions of dollars.
So. Oh, yeah, he's rich as shit.
Yeah.
Do you remember that ad of him, like, slowly turning into the camera and, like, smiling and nodding his head?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson redid it. You should go look it up. It's fucking funny as shit.
Huh. Yeah.
So how much are we going to make on the
school
board?
Here's a big question.
Go ahead.
Is Vet TV going to produce a campaign commercial for Holloway and Patterson for 2020?
Oh, that'd be great.
Tell me more.
Yes.
They're running for the school board.
So we're running for the school board here in New Hanover County.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, this
is 100% real.
Give them why.
Yeah. So we always say the same thing on this show. If you're fucking pissed off about who's running for governor, president, whatever, do something about it and fucking run, right? I don't give a shit. Like, who's in and why, right? The only reason you're going to get them out, or the only way you're going to get them out, is by running and doing it yourself if you want to actually make the change that you always bitch about. So a couple people from high school of mine, friends of mine, ran for local shit last year, and I saw it pop up. And then there's this bullshit redistricting thing here in New Hanover County that's going on. And the more and more I learned about, like, the backwoods politics of it, it was filthy, and it's a fucking small town.
Corrupt.
Nothing is more corrupt than small town politics.
I didn't know that, though. But I genuinely, because I was like, towns are of this size? Why would people do it? And then you realize why they would do it. So there's a guy currently named Bill Rivenbark who's on the fucking board. He's like 60, my guess is 65 to 70. I don't know his age. But when they were up for redistricting our schools, his magically got in, and he's like a mile and a half south of me, and his neighborhood has never been in. They took mine out. I live 1.6 miles from my elementary school and 1.8 from the middle school. And I'm just like, so now I've got to drive past the elementary school to get to the new one. This motherfucker, Bill Rivenbark, is going to have to drive past my neighborhood to get to my fucking school. And I'm like, no, this isn't happening. Not on my watch. Then they got popped for the redistricting committee. Had 14 people. All of them were white. There was a couple black parents in the audience that bitched the first meeting. So they hired one black person, which was mighty, mighty fucking
white. And she was like 80
them.
Years old.
Yeah, she's 86 years old and she's retired. And it was
no
like,
kids.
No, well, she has wow, kids, but not kids, in school, right?
She's like senile. They're just like coaching her. It's like, hey, say
I
this.
I don't know, man. It's so fucked up. And then there's somebody else on the board who is trying to flip one of the schools because they help lawyers and real estate and shit like that. So they're trying to get the real estate money, and all of it's fucking filthy. The one guy, his brother is on the board. So he ran off a name recognition.
Breivenbark.
Breivenbark. So all you have to do is put your fucking name in there. And then a bunch of people leaked us like emails and text messages and shit from all of them. I'm getting those confirmed now. I have no reason not to believe that they aren't real. But I'm going to use those and everything else. And I'm gonna expose everything that goes on a school board. And we'll get to talk about it live on air. The weirdest thing about it was when I talked about this originally, it was our second highest downloaded episode of the year. We've had a million fucking celebrities on this goddamn show. But that one was it. Everybody wrote in. They were like, dude, this is happening in my community. Mm. I'm pissed off about it. I wanted to do it, but I didn't think it was possible. Well, going through the steps of it, it is possible. And anybody can do it for $50. That's the fee. $50 check fee. You sign out where you live. You fill out the information. And then you can run. And that's it. What I did hear, though, is that it's Republican and Democrat, which I wasn't psyched about. Because I feel that on a school board, it should be politics.
Why would that be a partisan
thing? It doesn't make any sense.
At all. So, you know, there was some Democrats on the board that were against. We wore these shirts to the meeting, which a woman in our neighborhood made, that said, protect our neighborhood schools. And the Democrats, I guess, on the board were like, we hate the phrase neighborhood schools. Because then you're just limiting yourself to whatever neighborhood is by your school. And it was like, motherfucker, that's why I bought the house where I bought the house. If I could live anywhere I wanted, shit, man, I'd live on 90 acres out in the middle of goddamn nowhere and just magically choose my school. But that's not the fucking world. So the fact that there is politics in that, there's 7 seats on the board with a third, and we'll see who else is running. We'll be able to take almost the majority within the first year. And then there'll be another re-election in 2 years, and then we'll get the rest of these motherfuckers out.
Yeah. So at that point, you invite local drinking bros to run against them.
100%. There's a lot.
And then you snowball the whole thing, and then you're just like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, we're gonna run Mel and Sean Streeter for fucking New Hanover County School Board as well.
Yeah. There you go. So little by little, we'll get that whole board out, and then leave it up to the parents at that point. Like, hey, man.
What do you guys want?
Yeah, what do you guys want to do? What do the teachers want to do? Because all of this it's bullshit. And for it to come down to political things or real estate or what you're going to gain out of it, like Bill Reivenbark, this motherfucker gains his neighborhood gets to shoot up in prices.
Yeah.
He's old as shit. Probably looking to retire and wants to get rid of his property. Now he's going to be able to put on Zillow that he's in the best school district. Yeah. His prices will jack up.
I feel like if you're in a position like that, you should recuse yourself from the debate entirely. Like,
you shouldn't be in it.
Like, hey. If this change that you guys are proposing happens, I'm going to make a lot of money, so I'm not going to vote. That's what I would do.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah. No, that's the right thing to do.
And then the last thing was they brought in a guy from to make the decision from the state of Ohio,
Matthew Cropper.
Matthew Cropper is his name, who is probably in a witness protection program right now. I saw that you deleted your Facebook and Twitter and fucking Instagram, Matthew. Still going to use that number and keep coming, brother. And he graduated from Ohio State too. You fuck. We're favored by 53 today.
Oh, Matthew, we're gonna fucking get you.
I'll be there in a couple weeks, my man. So hopefully you're at that Penn State game or the national championship, wherever. I get tickets to every fucking goddamn thing on the planet. Either way, when he was at the board, and I said, hey, I was looking at the maps with him. We got one chance to speak with this fucking guy. I go, hey man, my neighborhood, like, this doesn't make sense. I live the closest geographically to both of these schools. The neighborhood's been in there for 18 years since it opened. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And he goes, could you show me on the map where your neighborhood is? And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I don't know where your neighborhood is. And I was like, you ever been to this city? No, I haven't. And I was like, how are you doing this then? And he's like, oh, it's just geographical data and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, go in traffic. Go to every fucking neighborhood. Drive to the schools. Do all that shit. And he was like, well, you know, you can give me the feedback, you know, through an email. And I was like, or a survey. And I was like,
no.
No.
No, that's not how this works.
Nobody responded to an email. Nobody responded to a survey. And so I go, what about your number? And he goes, oh, yeah, a welcome feedback. And I was like, great, because we got a show about 6.4 million. So he's like, oh, a radio show? I was like, it's a podcast. And I got like that knowing like smirk, wink, wink. And I was like, hey, brother, we are much bigger than radio shows now.
Yeah.
So he goes, yeah, I welcome that feedback. So I dropped his number live on air about 8 different times. And that number got burned to the ground.
Yeah, I don't think that number
you
works
anymore.
You guys
are literally shaping society.
But it's just doing what's
right. You're holding people accountable.
Yeah. Yes, that's
like,
it.
You're rallying all the other drinking bros to be
so
a part of
it. He's in Ohio.
Lives in Ohio?
Proper, yeah.
Yeah, he lives in Ohio. He doesn't even live here in the state of North Carolina. And the whole school board ran on like, oh, transparency. We want to run on transparency.
Yeah,
we want more money back in our schools. They paid this motherfucker 6 figures to be here. That money could have gone back into the schools. and he's out of state. He doesn't even know where the fuck we live. So, and a guy from out of state is going to make decisions for our kids. He can get fucked. Matthew Cropper at GIS, you can get fucked. Either way, this isn't going to stop.
I want
to
visit.
Keep getting worse over and over again. He's in Ohio. His office is in Ohio.
He has an office. What is an office?
I don't know the address. I don't.
No, I mean like what office of what?
I guess of him. I don't know.
No, we should visit.
I don't know.
We should
Ross,
visit.
You are so hot right now.
Thank you, Donnie.
You just looked. You looked at that camera with an intensity like you were ready to throw hands.
I hate a lot of people, and
he's one of them. It takes a lot for me to go. The
funny thing about all this is that we've been going so hard that we went to a school board meeting about a month ago, I guess, and the guy who's the chairman of the redistricting committee walked up to us as we were leaving. He was like, hey, you guys need to calm down a little bit. We're like, no.
The beauty of that was I only called his name on Ross Patterson Revolution, and that show's only got 1.8 million. And I go, look, man, drop your name on the 6.4. It's over. So we'll see. We'll see how all this shakes out. But either way, January 3rd, we are having a chili cook-off here. December 3rd, we're having a chili cook-off here at the studio, doing a live show. Everybody's welcome to come. The winners get free campaign items and shit like that. T-shirts will be ready to ship on December 3rd to everybody across the country. And the buttons just got approved, and they're on my way to my house. Look at that. I wonder if I can hold this up in the camera. How tight do you think that is, Jamie? Can you see that?
You know, the buttons.
It looks like every other campaign button
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, but I'm just proud that all this is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems real now. There you go. It's all real. Once you get a button, it's all fucking real. Yeah.
I mean, I want to take flyers to all the current school board.
Once you ride up Troy's bucket, it's all over now. So the Goonies are here, brother. And you're not going to take our fucking houses away.
And the best part of this whole thing is that this is all a movie to be written and produced at some point in the future.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. And look, it's a once a month meeting. We'll get to tell everything that goes on at these fucking things on the show. This is literally something that everybody...
Exposed 2020.
Yeah, if you want to talk about transparency, we're going to put this information out to a shitload of people after every single meeting. So... Be careful what you say. Like, don't try to come at me with some kind of fucking good old boy bullshit. Like, hey, you know, if we do it this way, we'll all do better. Like, fuck you. It's not about you, and it's not about me, bitch.
And we don't need money. So, like, I don't need any fucking backwoods handshakes for shit. Like, what is that going to do for me? You know? I mean, Jared could be bribed with McDonald's, but that's about it in this world.
It doesn't go for long because I finish it fast.
But it was funny on that last episode. I go, God forbid Jared move here. That's all three.
I go in mayor.
Yeah. Well, mayor just ran, right? 2 weeks ago.
So that means I got some time to prepare.
Couple years.
You do.
Let me ask you this, since we're talking about McDonald's. McRib, have you had some?
Yeah.
They're back
for $6
now.
It's back, yeah.
How many times have you gone to McDonald's for McRibs in the last, let's say, month?
30
times in the last month. So one per day.
About.
I can attest to this, actually.
Which meal of the day is it?
I generally get a McRib in the morning and then a couple of McRibs in the afternoon.
And by the way, I can attest to this. Like, in case you think it's bullshit, every time I'm with you, it's usually about 10:30, you start getting real fucking antsy, and then we hit a drive.
Have you been in
10:30 is the lunch breakfast changeover at McDonald's?
Correct.
Have you been in a car with him on the way to dinner somewhere?
Actually, they're going full 24 hours now, but
yeah, they are. A lot of them are. Have you been in a car with him on the way to dinner, and he stopped at a fast food place to get pre-dinner?
Yes. I also have been in a car with him at 10 a.m. and waited for the Whataburger to switch over, where they were getting chicken sandwiches instead of breakfast. So we waited in the parking lot. Do you remember that?
Do you want to defend yourself?
No.
You don't need a defense. You are who you are, Jared.
You are who you are. Donnie, the story we told about you on the show the other day was there was a really hot girl who had chatted with us.
Tell
she was
more.
Like, your friends are weird, man. And I was like, why? What's going on? She was like, She was like, I was staying at their house, and I guess you have a lot of rooms, or wherever you guys were staying was a lot of rooms.
Yeah.
And this one guy.
It was very bashful that, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very, very sheepish.
He's trying to figure out what stories he had to come out.
Racing.
No, this is actually a good one.
I caught something in my throat.
It's actually a good one. So this is this one dude's like, hey, do you want to fuck? And the girl was like, no, I kind of just want to fuck Donnie. But it was like 9 or 9:30 in the morning. And he was like, oh, well, Donnie's upstairs. You can go upstairs and see or whatever, right? So this, I've seen this girl. She's a smoke show. Walks up the stairs, goes into your room, and tries to get in bed with you. And she's like, hey, do you want sex? And you were like, what time is it? She was like, 9:30 or whatever. And you were like, no, it's too fucking early for that. And you, that was it. You were like, get out of the bed, and I need you to leave my fucking space. No, 9:30 in the morning is too early for you.
So the question is,
yes
or no?
To it happening?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
No, I thought she said that he told her he was too busy for that right now.
Either way, it's 9:30 in the morning. You were sleeping, and you could not be bothered. This girl said,
"Oh yeah,
I
was don't bother me.
Don't bother me." And so I go, I asked this girl. So I asked this girl, and I go, "So what did you do?" And she was like, "I had to fuck his friend. You know, I needed it, so I did it." And I was like, "All right, well, next time Donnie's on the show, I'll tell him that he missed out." Because
what?
Yes,
yeah, this happened.
My heart is aching like I just lost out on love.
Your heart is aching like you're wearing a fucking stupid tank top over your sweatshirt.
I like that tank top.
Yeah,
it's a sick look, bro.
When I first took a fucking football jersey.
I need to figure out who this was, man.
When I first pulled up this morning, I thought you were wearing like a bulletproof vest. I'm like, this neighborhood's not that bad.
Dog. Yeah. Come on. It's all gentrified.
There were like two unpainted houses.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. That's it. There's a brand new hot dog store right behind us.
Yeah, I know. We crushed three of them.
Yeah, Charlie Granger's. That place is good.
Yeah. It's a great spot.
What's with the whole attitude towards this girl? Like, you don't sleep. What do you sleep until noon? Are you a nooner guy?
I don't know how recent
how could
this
you turn
was.
Such a beautiful
I don't
woman
know.
Down.
I'm racking my brain.
And
to...
then push her off to one of your dirtbag buddies.
Friends, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because like, you know the guy... who was slurping up them scraps.
Yeah.
I know it was Greg or Fernando just out there like...
Yeah. I confirm with the guy, and the guy, I go, does that happen a lot? And he goes, oh, yeah, man, we're always kind of fighting for Donnie's leftovers. Like, all right, shit. Donnie's got it like that, dude.
I have to make sure that they keep coming around, and I got to give them a reason. Just every now and then, I got to, you know, sacrifice.
That's
really sacrificing
for
the greater good.
Now, do you have a team
effort here, guys?
Do you have a V-sec, or are you wearing condoms? What's going on there?
Oh, I'm.
No, he doesn't. He does religious. An oatmeal dip.
What's that?
It clogs up your dick hole.
Well,
so.
Right before you just do a full hard dip into brown sugar, maple brown sugar oatmeal.
Oatmeal, yeah.
Now is that
good? It's clumpy in there.
Is that is that homemade? Is that homemade and steel cut, or is it just out of the package?
No, that's the
microwave
Quaker.
Kind.
Yeah, microwave.
Right,
you just
package.
Little bit of water, tiny bit of almond milk. You get that consistency rolling.
You want it to be thicker.
Then you go full
yeah.
hard, and you just kind of fucking roll.
Yeah.
And no pregnancies.
Well. You heard it here first. Quakers.
And
Quakers
on your dick.
Quakers oats.
Your dick skin looks great,
syrup.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Like
your dick skin looks smooth. Like a five-year-old's dick.
Yeah. Thank
it really
you.
Does.
It's, you know, I try to keep it. I do protect. I wrap up better than I ever have in my life.
Really?
Like, my life depends on it.
That's the
Wasn't that
me.
After a yeah. conversation you and I had before yeah. spring break in yeah. San Diego?
What happened here?
He used to have a yearly ritual. Until I scared the shit out of him.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know what? Never again. It's not worth
you're
it.
You're not going to get tested anymore is what you're saying?
Oh, no. Like, I'm never going inside of a woman without a condom ever again.
What was the thing that you thought you had?
Oh,
no,
nothing.
That wasn't it.
We were just scared of pregnancy.
We had a long conversation. I told him, you're a business owner now.
Yeah.
Your raw dog spring break weekends need to.
Why don't you just get a fucking vasectomy, dude?
No, because I want kids.
Oh yeah,
just not now.
I right. see.
I want to go hard with my business goals and my movie goals until like 40.
Yep.
And then
That's
I
like
want
fucking
to
fucking 8 months from now.
31, guys. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, and, a lot of winks.
And so then I want to take a year off, travel the world on like yachts and shit, and then get back into to work and filmmaking again, and then have a family.
Then by
I have
48,
four kids.
I'll settle down with a prime 22-year-old.
I was going to say. Yeah. Real nice young girl.
Because I thought about you yesterday on Entertainment Tonight. Chrissy Brinkley just got divorced to her husband, right?
She's 66, right?
She's 66. The husband's 63, I believe. He just got re-engaged after that divorce real quick. She is 20 years old.
Oh,
the daughter he has with Christy Brinkley is 21. So he didn't want to come public with it because his daughter is older than his new fiance.
That is amazing.
That is what I see happening to you.
They went to elementary school together, I think.
That's life.
Truth be told, I don't want that to happen. But if it does, c'est la vie, guys.
C'est la vie.
You know what, though? Here's how I see that, though. Like, at no point, if I'm 60-plus years old and I'm dating a 20-year-old or I'm engaged to a 20-year-old or I'm married to a 20-year-old, that brings me a lot of unwanted insecurity and anxiety because I always will question, does she actually like me? And,
you know, the answer is no, Jared.
Yeah, the answer is no.
But it doesn't matter. Just no. That is a mutually beneficial situation. Like,
you're right. Hey, you're just right. Understand what am I talking about?
Just accept it. I think, though, that Donnie could be the I before E, like the exception of the rule here, and here's why.
Well, he would be the exception.
Because I am will always be 16 years old at heart.
No.
You're only 6 years old at heart?
16.
16.
There is a new fetish called daddies out there.
Oh, that's a big thing.
I don't like that.
Older
that's
men.
Huge.
But here's the thing. You're in good shape.
That.
So Dennis Quaid.
That came from Mexico, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Dennis Quaid just.
Wait, what?
What?
Yes.
It what? Came. The daddy fetish came from Mexico.
From Mexico, yeah.
Mexican culture, like young 20 to 25 year old girls like 50 year old.
Yep. Yeah.
We live in San Antonio. You never
Dennis Quaid just got engaged to a 26 year old.
I didn't date anyone from San Antonio because it's gross there, Jared.
All right. Well, I've lived in El Paso.
There's so much inspiration in the world.
You remind me of Dennis Quaid. That's why. Like, same body type, same everything.
Yeah. You're like a.
That's serious.
Okay. I was going to say Randy Quaid.
Yeah, Randy Quaid.
No, you're Randy Quaid, my man.
What?
Yeah, that's
I'm not Randy Quaid. We're the Quaid brothers.
You're the
Quaid. I mean, I'll be Randy Quaid. I'm down with that. I'm fine with that. As long as we can make you could make me a deal right now. Okay? We're going to shake on it.
Not before you finally, he tells you this.
When you find, Donnie, shake on it first.
Yeah. Well, no, I was getting ready.
You're a terrible businessman, Donnie. Finally, what the hell?
It's right here. A foot distance.
Get your first girl pregnant. You and I are going to share a bowl of Lucky Charms with her breast milk.
Oh, God. You already shook on that, Donnie.
Yeah,
so
you did.
We're going back. We have video.
That sounds
of it.
Actually hella funny. I'd be down.
Hell yeah. And so, not because I want to. I just want to see him squirm.
So yeah. I've tasted it. It's disgusting.
I'm
going to pour sugar in it.
You're both Randy Quaid.
What?
Like, Dennis Quaid would never agree to that.
No, it's Dennis and Randy.
Come on.
Hey, you know, Dennis Quaid for a while was doing, 3 grams of cocaine a day?
D. Quaid, yeah.
Could Randy eat 3 hot dogs before breakfast was over?
Randy eats 3 hot dogs every day before breakfast is over.
Follow his Twitter. Oh, he's hiding from the government right now.
Is he still
the greatest of all time?
He's up in Canada.
Because
he hasn't paid taxes in 12 years.
He's like a camper somewhere. Hanging out. Like, you can't find me, bitch.
Yeah.
He's like Osama bin Laden, but for fat retards.
And we'd love to have him on the show. So, Randy, if you're out there, I'm gonna come on the show.
Randy, let's get together. Let's
get the real story out.
Yeah. Put on a wife beater and spill a bunch of shit all over it and come hang out with you.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, you know the new Bronco's coming out. So I've been thinking about trading in my Jeep to get a new car. I have a Jeep Cherokee. And I was going to get a Range Rover because I like them. And I was going to lease it because then I don't have to deal with any of the bullshit.
You can write it off on a company, too.
Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff. But Ross let me know the other day that apparently the Broncos coming back out in March.
March.
And I don't know if you can see that jersey behind you.
Boom. Does he get a white Bronco?
And get the license plate, not OJ.
Because here in North
Carolina.
Didn't
do it.
Yeah, well, he's still looking for the real killers, but.
I hope he finds them.
I did, too.
No, they're actually a band now.
The real
they're called the Killers.
No, that they've been a band for 25 years, Jared.
They all live in Vegas.
How genius would that be?
They all live in Vegas.
It was them the whole time. Like, they came out like on 2020 in like 5 years. Like, yeah, we did it. We did Nicole.
Well, there's no
we're the Killers.
There's no statute of limitations on murder, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Really?
Yeah. You can
what
get,
if
you
they
can
just
always
turn
get
themselves
tried for
in,
that.
You know?
God damn it, man. That's
rape, on the other hand, 7 years in most states.
That's wild.
So you just got like that's probably why Randy Quaid's in Canada right now.
Yeah, and there's some other reasons too.
I've been trying all week to find decently priced tickets off of Spirit Airlines to Bikini Bottom, but they just don't have them.
Wait, Spirit Airlines, all of their stuff is decently priced because. Yeah. You're probably going to die on the flight.
Yeah, but I can't find anything to Bikini Bottom.
There's a good chance that your spirit's going to leave your body on that fucking airline.
Bikini, what's Bikini Bottom?
It's a town.
Where?
SpongeBob lives in.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah, it's because it's not real, Jared.
Yeah, it's definitely not real.
But,
nope.
Nope. Going to go to the sponsors. First up, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Get yourself a mattress. If you know Randy Quaid, send him one. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Get a mattress. Get some pillows. Get a cover. If you're Quaiding up, get a cover in this life. 15% off for anybody who is military or a first responder in this world. And as always, they got that 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No one is like that. He's holding up a picture of Randy Quaid next to him. Dennis Quaid. It is almost identical.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You're very Quaidish.
I'm hugely complimented right now.
You're like 30 to 50% gayer Dennis Quaid.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, no, but that's good because he's very hetero, so that's not even that bad.
He pulls fucking trim, brother.
And that's
wow, there it is. Holy shit, Jared, that's you in 20 years.
That's you in 5 years.
That's actually yeah. That really is.
Hey, stop it.
Quaid.
That really is funny.
We're the Quaid brothers.
That's what I was going with that. Yeah.
Quaid brothers. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today and get in on their Black Friday deals. Not racist.
Black Friday, it's still you could be white and buy their stuff still.
Yep. Next up, we got BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Be ready for that Black Friday commercial.
Yes, Jared, tell us about it.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's all about the coffee club, but it is an action-packed 4 to 6 minutes. I eject out of a fighter jet.
Really?
Yes.
A real one?
I mean, there was digitally enhanced pieces to it. But,
Jared,
you
just didn't care that much then.
You can't spend $25 million on a fighter jet to punch out of it.
Poor.
Yeah. Sorry.
Fucking white trash.
Loser.
Get ready for Black Friday because that Black Friday commercial is tits.
You guys also sell coffee, right?
Yeah. What's the new fucking hats? You got the Power Llama? Evan's got a new hat? I just got an email about Evan's got a new hat.
Evan's new hat is out.
It's dope as fuck.
It's his custom design. He designed his own favorite hat and now is releasing it as Evan's favorite hat. Actually, I've got the information on it right here because
the promo code is Evan Hat.
There's a new thing that you can do with him.
Sexually?
Yeah, something like that. It's
spiritually?
If you text Evan Hat to 89517, you get a custom discount code. So Evan Hat, no space, to 89517. Get a discount code.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that hat, by the way.
It's his favorite.
It's one of my favorite.
Not
you guys
Donnie's favorite,
yeah.
though.
I'm wearing this black on black right now. You're murdered out.
I'm going.
Yeah,
gray.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all the apparel. At
I think that's actually one of the best selling hats of all time for us.
This is the first hat we ever had.
Yeah. Big
Except,
fan of it.
The original hats, and this is how you can tell if you had a super OG hat, is because the reticle was originally on the left side, mm-hmm. and we realized when you take selfies, you couldn't see it, so we moved.
And most people are right-handed. Yeah.
Smart. I didn't know that. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS20. Gets 20% off of everything.
Join the club.
They got a ton of new shit.
Hey,
man.
Do you guys have any VET TV codes?
No.
You got anything going on?
No.
$5 a month. It's hard to discount $5 a month.
I love getting messages that ask us for a military discount.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Like my entire audience is military.
Yeah, so the real shit of it was we had a company called Shudder.com on for a while. Like a new horror website, and so it was $5 a month as well. And they were saying, "Hey, with the promo code Drinking Bros, you got 30 free days to decide if you like the channel or not." So I didn't know if you had anything like that.
No, but that sounds like something we should absolutely set up.
Yeah.
Free trial.
Yeah,
30-day trial.
Some sort of promo code.
Drinking
that you
Bros
guys get.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah.
For 30 days.
I would do it for 15 though, and not to limit it, but it's to force the person to actually go watch the shit in that period. Yeah. Like if somebody gets a 30-day trial, often they'll fucking forget.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No,
do,
that's right.
Do it for 15 days, and that way they're like they have to commit. They have to be like, all right, I'm actually gonna go watch this shit. Because I know if they watch your shit, they're gonna fucking subscribe because it's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. Last up, Raycon. buyraycon.com/drinkitbros. Affordable wireless headphones.
Earbuds.
Pop them in a box. You can chop them up, dude, that's 6 hours now. 6 hours worth of battery life. Loud as fuck. Everybody's wearing these goddamn things. We reached out to Beats by Dr. Dre, and they were like, no, we're not doing promo codes, any of that bullshit. I was like, cool, your product's the $350. These, with the Drinking Bros URL, you get these for $55. Rain or shine, this shit lasts forever. And they give you a bunch of rubber earpieces, too, in case you get them all gunked up or you get cum in them.
Technically, it's silicone, but either way.
Well, ask your friend. Is that
you want to talk about some silicone? Ask this
there
boy.
It is. There
he's
it is.
Been pumping through some silicone.
You goddamn right you have. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. Get your fucking earphones. Donnie, you've been pumping through the silicone.
Yeah, Trojan is actually just selling him sheets of it now.
Ah.
Yeah,
and he has a heat gun. So
you're making your own condoms at home.
His morning ritual, is he has this light stand that has a contraption that stretches the silicone, and then he just walks through it and then heat guns it, and then it coats him for the entire day, and he doesn't have to worry about applying a condom if he needs one.
Ah,
you know what?
It's already there.
He already has it shrink wrapped to it.
Here's what I want you to try. You can buy Plan B on Amazon now.
Yeah.
Right? Buy a bunch. And then make sure that during the sexual event, if it's a weekend or just once, at some point you're in the doggy position and you have her asshole exposed, right? And you just put the fucking Plan B on your thumb and push it in there. And then you can blast inside of her and you'll be fine. I want you to be as happy as possible.
I don't know if that's legal.
No, it's the only thing that you really get charged with is practicing medicine without a license, which is not that
big. But if you're wearing a stethoscope, they'll take 3 years off your sentence. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You ever played a doctor on TV in one of your shows?
I did, yeah. Yeah. I played a Navy doctor.
I want to play a doctor.
One of the shows. It's fun. I'm actually about to. We have a show coming up called Devil Docs.
Uh huh.
And it's about a female Navy corpsman going from the blue side to green side, which means she's working in a Marine unit now. And it's like Scrubs.
That's awesome.
It's written and the stylistically, just like Scrubs, flashbacks and fantasies. And but it's in the setting of a Navy corpsman in a greenside BAS, and that show's coming
out really
soon. That's what that just made me think about. Yeah, and we got a female lead, Jessica Magala. Yeah,
there you go.
She's phenomenal,
dude. The one with
and Jack. I saw him playing the doctor.
Jack Point Charlie was one of my favorites, man.
Oh
no, it was like The Office.
You're talking about The Shop.
Yeah,
Shop. Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
Shop.
Yes.
Okay.
It was shot like The Office, and I was like, God damn it, man! It was so fucking good. Did you actually use people from The Office?
No, we didn't.
Really?
No, not at all.
Because, I mean, it's one of those things that it's so good that I wonder if you picked off any of their camera guys.
I think John Krasinski was running the camera for one, B camera, I think.
No, I wish.
No, he's a really fucking fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's funny.
The
as
director
shit.
Of that was fantastic.
I've actually
wrote and directed Braden Smith with Greg Kelly.
Yeah.
And they just killed it. I didn't even have any part of that. I'm just editor-in-chief of all of our scripts.
Yeah.
But they're handing me scripts, and I'm just like, this is good. This is good. Minimum edits. And then they made – it was phenomenal. And, like, everyone who's ever served in the Army admin field, even Marine admin, they're like, dude, that show nailed my experience in the military.
Because they're all fucking dirtbags.
And Jack is a really good actor, man.
He's genius.
I asked Rose how she kept a straight face during that sex scene at his house. No, she was like, yeah, we had to do like 80 takes on that because I kept laughing because he was like doing that fucking, oh my God.
I remember I was there for rehearsals and then I had to leave. But I remember watching his hairy gut splayed out over her tiny little body. I was like, oh, man. I remember looking at Rose and I was like,
come on, stop body shaming.
Yeah, Donnie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, Jack knows who he is.
Jack knows who he is. He's proud of who he is.
That's why he writes shit on his stomach.
JT doesn't want to acknowledge who he is. That's what this is.
He did a shirtless photo shoot the other night that crushed on Instagram.
Oh, really?
I did. Yeah. I did.
Did you see the ravioli shoot?
No.
Yeah. There was sure some ravioli. It was involved in ravioli. You know, I came to your room last night with quite a quick ravioli.
Are you traveling with ravioli?
I came to his room. I chugged a quick can of ravioli, and then we went out.
Like if you're home and that's just like it's late at night and you're drunk or high or something, and you want to do that. That's one thing. If you're traveling, throughout the country with cans of ravioli, that has become a problem for you, Jared. This is now intervention level bullshit.
He walked in. I haven't seen him in a long time. I open the door. He's standing there with the can in his hand, and he goes, hi. And he goes to walk by me. And I'm like, hey, and I go force a hug around him, and then he continues walking away towards the sink in the bathroom as he's undoing his ravioli, peels the top off, and then starts slurping it.
Oh, so you didn't even have a spoon or
no
anything?
No fucking conversation with me. I'm like a little kid, like, hey, how's it going? Have you been? How's everything? What's up? What's going on? He's not a word, just...
Oh, God, what? I grew up a little bit. That's a lot, Jerry.
No, it's not.
Nobody has a QR, dude. A quick ravioli.
A quick snack.
No, when you're deployed, that's
listen,
a thing.
Listen, I was on a low, and you know, if I needed to answer questions for Donnie, I needed to be properly hydrated.
No, you don't get hydrated with ravioli, bitch. That's not how it works.
How do you know?
Not how it works.
Water.
Have
is
you
how
ever
you
tested ravioli blood levels?
Agua. No.
What?
Why would I? Who's eating fucking ravioli in someone else's bathroom in the middle of the night?
The pilot from fucking A-Team. He does.
Oh, boy.
What's his name?
The pilot?
Yeah.
The crazy guy?
Yeah.
No, Murdoch.
Murdoch, yeah.
Murdoch, yeah.
Murdoch's like my hero.
Yeah, well.
Him and I could share ravioli.
You know, he was mentally ill. That's part of the storyline.
And he's dead in real life.
Yeah, he's mentally ill.
I don't think he's dead in real life. That's not true.
Well,
he is mentally ill on the show.
No, he's crazy. They recruited him out of a fucking asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was one of the doctors in the asylum.
No,
didn't
bitch.
You see his coat?
Nope.
Not even close.
Nope.
Donnie, it's cuffing season. Do you know what that is?
No.
You
really?
Don't?
Please tell me.
So cuffing season is takes place
November 1st to March 1st.
To March 1st. And because it's colder out there, you got to find a lady to lay with for those that area of months. Both of you guys know what happens. It's agreed upon before it happens. Are you a part of that?
No.
He lives in San Diego, so it doesn't get cold there.
That's Come right. On. It does not get cold there.
Why not?
Are you asking why it doesn't get cold in San Diego?
No. Why isn't he going to join cuffing season? We have a contract that you could use.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the longest girlfriend you've had long term?
3 weeks.
No.
Name started with an S.
A year? No, it was
in
like
your
6 months.
Life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really long. 6 months.
Yeah.
What does she do? What pole is she
Did
on?
Did she start with an S?
What's her name? I think she disappeared to South America. No, I'm just kidding.
Did her name start with an S?
No.
What's her full name and date of birth?
Yeah. What's her government name?
Okay. Easy. Take it easy over here, guys. Not calling out any of my previous loves.
Why?
Loves.
No.
My loves.
Yeah.
There's a story.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend? Yeah, there is a story here. I agree. When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
These guys have been conceiving.
Ross just turned into fucking Barbara Walters. I'm getting this story.
I'm curious about your life, Donnie. It's endlessly fascinating to me.
Do you notice?
I heard that story about that girl. I was like, fuck, man.
Do you notice?
Have it like that?
Do you notice how he just? Do you notice how he just crossed his arms? That's a defensive posture now.
It is.
I'm like, oh man, Barbara Walters.
Open
is
it
covering
up.
His heart.
Open it
he's
up. Covering his heart. You're about to hurt him.
Yeah. Open it up.
No.
Put your hands down, you fuck.
I just don't want. Just don't want to give out any names of anyone.
No, you don't have to give
any names.
Use an alias and tell us what happened.
Just make it up. Her name's Mary Beth.
Serena. Okay, Serena.
Serena Mary Beth.
Okay, I like that. So we're talking about my last girlfriend?
Yes.
No, the one that disappeared to South America.
Oh, no.
The longest one. Whatever
the
longest one is.
Longest or last?
God
last.
Damn it.
Let's start with
Let's
last. Yeah, and then we'll go longest.
Okay, last girlfriend. Oh, boy. I think that was 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago.
I think
Shit.
It was
3 years.
I remember it. It was before that. It wasn't 3 years.
It was 3 years ago, back when I was living in my grandmother's sunroom.
Yeah,
in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she enjoy living in the sunroom with you?
I don't think she was totally stoked on it.
And just
she accepted it about me.
Just for the audience, you had silk like jaguar print sheets back then, right?
Yeah. Oh, I had. For like 15 years.
Every flag from every military unit hung around all four corners of the sunroom.
Yeah. The sunroom was sick. But no, I've had animal print since I was like 16. I'm a 16-year-old girl to this very day.
You do enjoy Fireball a lot.
Fireball, fruity drinks, dance music. I dance around my room. Like, that's why I like big bedrooms, because I dance
Loves
around them all the
fucking
time.
Fucking dance, dude. He wouldn't get off me last night about fucking going dancing.
I literally went out dancing.
You're not, you're
with
never.
A bunch of fucking young guys from the show last night. Yeah. They were a bunch of dudes from White Falcons.
He's like,
that's
82nd.
My unit, yeah.
Yeah, but they're all like 18 to 22.
I think they're all like 22.
Why like when I was like, dancing? I was on the 07 deployment.
That
they were like,
fucking patties in Fayetteville.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a great time. I just had to fucking dance it out.
Like,
I'm telling you, I'm 16.
You don't
want to really
go dancing 16. With me after this? I'm like, what? No.
I don't
want to sit at this
bar. Why would
bar?
I want to go dancing? I'm like, because it's fun.
I've never had a guy
no,
say, hey,
you
man,
will
let's
never,
go dancing.
You will never talk an adult heterosexual man into going dancing with you, Donnie?
No. I've done it many times.
No, you haven't. They're gay.
Yes.
And
oh,
so
maybe.
Are you.
Well, maybe.
That's gay.
Man.
Have you thought about that trying there's anything to date wrong a dude in 2020?
No.
Just try it.
No, but I've actually been talking about this for a while. I
what if we
start
just tried it?
A pro-gay therapy? Because you know how there's like some crazy Christian
gay conversion
shit that's
therapy,
like,
yeah,
gay conversion,
yeah.
Right? Conversion. I want to make the pro-gay therapy to convince me to be gay so that I could just fucking date work a dude and it'd be so much fucking easier.
You
but
can just
I need
do
to,
it.
I need,
think,
I need some
I
therapy.
I think in 2020, you and I make a bet and we see who could pull a hotter dude.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what? Donnie.
Down.
Donnie. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's Donnie.
No, it's not.
No,
because a hot dude doesn't want competition, motherfucker.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. That's right. How he picks up other hot right dudes. He brings the fat, ugly friend.
So,
yeah. Fuff.
So, what's the, what do you win?
Huh?
Like, the loser has to
oh,
pay for
gonna
the
win. Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. Yeah, we're going to win dicks.
No, I'm. Yeah. What, here's what I think.
We're
going to
win
happen
a life partner.
The loser should have to pay for the winner's wedding.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay.
To a man.
Actually, no, I'm not agreeing to that. I don't have any money.
You've already said you agreed to it, bitch.
You already said. I mean, I'm not an expensive wedding planner, Donnie. Yeah.
No, okay, he just okay, needs okay, a couple okay, of touche hot dogs in a fucking bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking,
we'll do outside of a barn.
One ways to sandals.
No, we'll do it on the beach.
One ways, because this is going to be a murder-suicide.
On the beach. In San Diego. We'll just do it on the beach in San
okay
Diego.
Okay, I dig that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you live in little, San Diego, like the red light district and all that shit?
No.
Gaslight?
No, I don't like crowds.
Think
I don't like
city
any of that I shit. I live on a lake, like this.
It is beautiful. You're, yeah,
lake really home, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's super sick, and it's away from people, and I feel like I'm in the middle of nowhere, but I'm only 15 minutes away from
is crowds. It just you or other people live with you?
I live with Jessica Mandala, one of our writer, director, actors, and then, oh yeah, he's a big fan.
Yeah.
And
why do you say it like that?
It's just it, the way
no,
you implied
he's
it.
Just a big fan.
You just stared at me. It was like
there.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
And then you looked. You licked your lips.
Did you have sex with her?
What is that? No.
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 Jared.
I know this to be fact.
He
she's,
does.
She's one of my best friends.
Okay.
I know.
And she would have. She would have recounted that awful, awful experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We would have heard. She would have done an impression of the. Because she's a brilliant impressionist. She would have done an impression of the whole thing, and we'd been stitches, and
yeah,
hopefully we would have filmed something about it by now.
Who does she do?
So no. What does she do?
I know impression wise. Who does she do?
All of us.
Really?
The guy. Her friends. Us.
That's funny.
The Vet TV guys. She will rip us apart. Yeah. She's magnificent.
That yeah is awesome. Yeah, how did you guys meet?
On set, she played the role of a Muslim woman on a Muslim, all-woman Muslim talk show. It's called The Viewpoint. And there's like a guard that's standing there, like making sure they say what they're supposed to say. And the women are like, as soon as they get out of line, they get like rocks thrown at them.
No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dude, you'd love it. It's your kind of humor.
That's really yeah offensive.
We took it way, way over the top offensive. It's magnificent.
Oh, shit. Since yeah we're talking about offensive humor,
yes.
This is the first time we saw each other in person since the whole Trans Frank thing happened.
Oh, yes. You told me you would tell me.
Fuck, man. So that was an nth hour decision of like, hey, man, you guys shouldn't make this fucking movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it got real close. What was it? Probably 36 hours away from that Indiegogo going up.
I don't know.
The page was built. Everything was built. And then we got a kill call on it. But everybody wanted to see you as Trans Frank.
I think we're going
to
do it now.
And that poster. That
is
poster.
Still an amazing poster.
Still the greatest.
You still would make the best Trans Frank ever.
Thank you. I would love to play the role.
And I don't know
let's
why.
Let's do it this year.
I don't know why this is not empowering to both the trans community and the Anne Frank community.
And the zombie community.
Yeah. Is there an Anne Frank community out there?
Yeah, there's Francophiles.
Yeah.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They're Frankolites.
I don't know that there's an Anne Frank community.
Believers. Frank Cleavers.
Hashtag Attic Life.
I have been wanting
Anne Frank
to.
Was a believer.
Yeah.
A lot
to,
of people say that.
Start building relationships within the transgender community as a means of setting myself up to play transgender roles.
Yeah. Well, we have one.
In a way that what they didn't feel like was bashing them. Like I wanted them to get behind it because I did it that well. Like I want to research their life.
Have you met Donna?
And recreate their tragedy. Like the true miserable experiences that things that they deal with. But bring it out in a comedic way that they could laugh at and see as bringing light to their cause, but through comedy.
So that's what happened with Helen Keller versus Nightwolves. Like initially there was some backlash over that. And then everybody was like, actually, man, it's pretty fucking hilarious and cool that she's a hero, like superhero in this movie.
Yeah.
So I didn't get any heat from that. Now, Trans Frank's a different story because there was a four-minute scene of a German doctor sewing on a dick to Anne Frank. I mean, you see the dick, too.
Come on, stop.
And Jared plays, by the way, Jared plays your brother.
I plays your brother.
Yeah. Okay. He plays Dan Frank.
Dan Frank.
And he won't stop eating chips.
And I'm eating Doritos.
Which loud as shit in the attic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And loud as shit. And they're like, stop eating chips. And he's like, I'm hungry. And it's like, they're going to fucking find us. And he's, I don't care. Once I finish the bag, I finish the bag. So he's your brother. And then, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, this was really well thought out, right?
Yeah.
And so we got spiked at the last minute. It was a group decision and whatever, right? So the reason why I bring this up today, too, not only because are you in studio, but I wanted to get your thoughts because we were talking about this before going on air about having O.J. Simpson on.
Oh, yeah. You got to fucking have him on.
So is that a yes? Because this is starting to get real now. And, like, I don't know. And I asked some friends and we pitched it. We're going to pitch it to the audience now. Would you be pissed off, yes or no, about having O.J. Simpson on the show? You said no.
I don't. I mean, this audience is used to. I mean, look at these book.
I think so too. I think so too.
The brand is that there is no line to comedy. That we are going to find anything in life, no matter how horrible and tragic, and we are going to make comedy of it.
That's what I feel.
That's everything that this is.
Yeah, I just. I.
What's your thoughts, Jared?
If we had him on, I would want us to be polite.
Yeah, we never bring anybody on and try to like ambush them or any of that.
Yeah, we don't ambush anybody.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the dude fucking probably faces it everywhere he goes. It's like we could be nice.
So anybody out there listening at home, just write into Drinking Bros on Facebook and let us know if you think we should have O.J. Simpson on the show. And then Trans Frank, look, we're gonna shoot Janitors next summer.
Yep,
we're gonna do an Indiegogo in March for that. We just set it. Derek White is in it. Dan's in
it.
Jared's in it. Yes. Would you like to be in?
I would love to. A role, please.
Yes.
Anytime you go to create anything, I miss acting very much, and I would love the chance. So anytime you guys come up with something.
Please. Why have you not acted that much recently?
Because I'm too busy trying to, you know, be an entrepreneur and run the business, and I got to edit all the scripts, and I got to go market our movies. So I don't have the time to do that, which probably I think makes me the most happy, if I'm being honest about it.
Acting?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I ask, because once you start producing all this shit, God damn it, man, it just wears on you.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
It's a million phone calls, a million problems, lawsuits, you know.
Never stops.
Ever.
Never stops. Hiring new employees.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
I'm surprised. You haven't gotten any paperwork from the DOD at all.
No.
Really?
No paperwork. We've had no lawsuits.
That's crazy.
Nothing of the sort.
Like, we did one Christmas commercial.
I know. Yeah. I know.
With an Army uniform, and we were hit. Fast.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, day later.
Yeah. No shit.
Now, we've been banned from Camp Pendleton. I do know that much.
That's sad.
Yeah. Why? What was the reasoning?
I don't know. I we were talking about this last night. Vet TV was born. The Kickstarter campaign came out right after the whole Marines United thing.
Mm.
Like Marines United in Pendleton were, you know, these Facebook groups that are just really, really misogynistic and...
Well, yeah, they're distributing nudes of Marines
of,
and things
like that. Military women and stuff like that. And it's just a really bad culture that existed there that the Marine Corps was totally shamed. I was a nasty black eye for them. So they thought that we associated us with those other groups. And we're like, no, we're filmmakers trying to make a television network. And so they ended up... busting several people who had acted with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going and standing in front of a battalion commander at 7th Engineer Support Battalion and defending this Marine who acted in our stuff. And I'm like, look, he didn't understand the context. He didn't understand it'd be like this. I created this. I put the opportunity in front of him. And because he enjoyed the comedy, he wanted to be there for it. And so I should be the one to, you know, to wear responsibility for this here. Please don't hammer this young Marine. And then it turned into a conversation with her and the first sergeant or the sergeant major. And then I got them laughing at some point in it. And then his level of punishment came way down. Like it was almost nothing after that. So after that, someone else got interrogated looking for information about me by CID. So I hear that all of these... NCIS or CID is like looking for information on me, and they think I'm another Marines United threat. And then I thought I saw a Marine officer at our first live showing in San Diego, And I went up and talked to him, and I just got this sense. I'm like, this guy's got fucking Marine officer, you know, colonel level officer written all over his fucking body language. And I talked to him for a little bit, and I was just killing him with kindness. You know, did you enjoy the show? Did you like the message that we had? You know, because we're making comedy out of tragedy. Sure. We're picking the most serious issues in the military community and making parodies of them and promoting conversation with it. And so I'm kind of like driving the message home with this guy. And he's like, yeah, and he left. Not too long after that, we didn't hear anything more about, from the Marine Corps about us. Then after the Vice piece came out in 2017, I think, we heard that through someone we have up in headquarters Marine Corps, some Marine officer walks into a room and stands in front of a group of other officers and is just like, I want them gone now. I don't give a shit what it
takes.
That's
amazing.
I want them gone now. And so this person tells us, says, hey, I was just in a meeting where this Marine officer walked in the room and said this. And you know, so I own the business. I'm, you know, shitting my pants, not knowing what's going to happen. Are we going to get an injunction put on us by the Marine Corps? That means we have to like take our stuff down. And what happens to my business if that happens?
Right.
So nothing ended up coming of it. The guy said, yeah, they talked about it one other meeting and then they never brought it up again. And then we went to do an event on Camp Pendleton and someone above the people setting up the event said, no, they are never welcome here aboard Camp Pendleton.
Wow.
After like all the plans were set, we were going to sponsor an event and I was going to do another event in the library because the librarians there, they're like trying to bring Marines into their library and they're like, well, let's get Donnie O'Malley here to, you know, get on a mic. And they had the fucking, like, the thing, like, they had bigger attendance expected than ever. And they shut it all down. So.
No shit.
So, yeah, Marine Corps is not a fan.
Man. Let me ask you this, because I heard a rumor that your movie actually got banned from Amazon. Is that
yes.
True?
Yes. The whole point of repackaging the show into a movie was to sell it on Amazon to a wider audience.
Yeah.
Open up the audience up. Because I'm like, there's so many hardcore cult fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like diehard motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because the show gives them such a gnarly humor from the from the infantry life that it hasn't hit the world in a show, like an actual scripted show. And I'm like, I know there's a bigger audience for this thing among civilians. I'm thinking about at least the paintball crowd, anyone who plays Call of Duty.
Yeah.
The horror zombie crowd.
Range 15, man.
The whole Range 15 crowd.
Yeah. Mm.
Right? Like, I wanted to be, when someone comes to Range 15, the first movie that says recommended for you would be
more
A Grunt's
like
Life.
This film? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Amazon canked it. They said no.
What, did you get a letter or anything?
No.
How did it happen?
We just got a message. So you upload it yourself.
Yep.
And then it goes through their QC process.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's in the cubicle doing the QCing clicked the button for no reason. Offensive content, and that was it.
Wow!
So can't upload, can't appeal.
I got the same thing with my the second book.
Yeah, he was telling me.
What happened was enough drinking bros called into Amazon and bitched, and the ban got overturned after about 3.5 weeks.
Do you have a number they can call? Because we'll get our guys to do it right now.
No,
for
they were
life.
Just calling customer service. And that's so. Here's the thing about Amazon, and a lot of companies are doing this intentionally. And Jared, you could probably speak more on this. Is they're not giving out their numbers anymore. They would rather you email. Or talk to, you know, that box that pops up in the corner where it's just like live chat with Kathy.
Yeah.
Because they don't want any human interaction because of how negative things get, obviously. Mm. We get heated during shit. And they're trying to eliminate that. So you're just talking to a robot. And then once you do talk to them. So Amazon customer service, you can get up to about 3 levels, right? And then they refer you to somebody that eventually calls you back at a higher up level. Well, what happened was everybody called in. And 3.5 weeks later... they got tired of taking the phone calls, and they eventually released it. But I'm not sure if somebody read it or same thing with your movie. I'm not sure if somebody watched it or whoever it was. But like, eventually, it does get overturned when you're like, all right, you start to question things. I'm really surprised though that it happened to you, because by all. I guess the reviews that everybody's told me so far, it is not as aggressive as Range 15 as far as like tearing a dick off or fucking a zombie and things like that. Like, and that was Range 15 was.
You do jerk off with a severed hand.
Yeah.
And you guys fuck a dead body.
We did fuck a dead Taliban.
Okay, I'm going to take you back to that severed hand thing.
Yeah.
Was it yours or someone else's severed hand?
Someone else's severed hand.
Great. Do we see your penis in it?
Yes.
There's why you got banned, Donnie. Your actual dick?
The real dick.
Yeah, but it's not hard.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I've never seen a dump before on someone's face.
Yeah, yeah. So you dump on someone's face.
Whoa.
That might be the first.
Took a shit on someone's face?
I did.
Whose face?
My company commander's. In the movie.
Yeah.
It was a fantasy that my character had.
I bet. Now we're starting to get into why you probably got banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't see it. You just see something hit his face.
Hey, by the way, so the Amazon customer service number is 1-888-280-4331. So I want you guys to go on there.
Hang on. Bring that up again because I didn't hear it out of this year. Yeah. Sorry about that. I got maybe a sickness or something. Yep. Just repeat that number again.
It's 1-888-280-4331.
Jared, did you hear that? Because it looked like you were paying attention.
No, I was writing it
down.
Can
you read that to Jared? Sorry. Just Jared one more time.
Is everybody ready?
Yep.
It's 1-888-280-4331. Now, that's Amazon's customer service number. I want you guys to call them and tell them that we want a Grunt's Life on there on right Amazon, now.
Is it uploaded right now?
Yes.
Including the closed captioning?
Yes.
Because I know this process. So, so it's there. And it's probably a half moon or,
it's
all the way up.
It's just money, Amazon. It's just money. It's just money you're leaving
on the
table.
Is stuff that we want to see. Put it on there and stop fucking around.
There is an audience of people who appreciates this humor because their minds have been fucked by the military
experience. The movie Teeth is on there.
Yeah.
It's about a young woman who has teeth in a vagina. She keeps getting raped, and every time it happens, her vagina teeth bite the dude's dick off.
Yeah, bite dicks off. I've never seen so many severed dicks in a movie in my life.
Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Amazon. Human
centipede,
bitches. You know what I think it is? I think that there's a lot of people who feel that the military experience, the combat experience, war, is sacred.
Yeah, it's supposed to be romantic or whatever. No, it's not romantic. It's
war.
Fucked up.
Yeah, and the movie. Fun.
Jared and I walked around and killed 40 dogs one day because the veterinarians told us that they had too many diseases. That's a real thing.
So it's
fucked up.
So where you say that in Chernobyl, there was three guys who were just sent to shoot 400 dogs.
Yeah,
that's all they were doing.
It's fucked up.
The dogs were diseased.
They come in and test a certain number of the dogs. If they have enough diseases or the right kind of disease, you have to kill and burn all of them. And we are Americans. We love dogs like our children
here.
Yeah,
we love dogs.
You know what I mean? It's fucked up. That's what war is. It's not fucking, it's not like some dude holding his buddy as he's bleeding out. That's not what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it is that. But most of it is boredom, masturbating, and fucking porta shitters and killing dogs. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
War is fucked up.
And
we have to live through it, then we should be able to make the comedy about it that we fucking want. Fuck you, Amazon, for even stepping on that. That's our right. Fuck you. Right?
That's funny. Tell
God
Alex
bless
to cut that
you,
clip out
Dan.
On the show.
God, I want to give you a fucking big hug right now.
We will do that later.
No, you got a microphone in front of you. Come on.
That's great. Okay. Donnie, this is the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week. That is somebody who inspired you or helped you to get to where you are today. I know you've been on a couple of times and you've done this, so, but it always changes because, you usually come on once a year, twice a year.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's new people in your life that are making a difference right now.
Ones that show up late at night in your hotel room and chug ravioli.
Yeah.
Are you campaigning for Drinking Bro of the Week right now?
You
your own goddamn
bro.
Show?
You created Drinking Bros.
He's got me tempted now.
This is my ravioli woo.
Yeah.
It happens.
I mean, considering what you guys just did right now in your show for our movie. I'm like,
nope, give it to somebody else.
Give it to somebody else. We're not that important.
Okay.
We're not that important.
It should be a member of your community that everyone's familiar with?
No,
it can be anybody.
Your own personal life.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, then you know what? I got to go with my dad.
There you go.
My dad.
Your dad was a Navy surgeon or some shit, right?
No, he was a Marine infantry officer first.
Yeah.
And then he became a doctor in the Navy for another 20 years.
What kind of doctor? Just a general
internal medicine.
Internal medicine, yeah.
Then he was the director of medical services at Balboa Hospital for 7 years, including while I was in combat. And so when friends of mine were getting shot and blown up, I would send my dad an email, hey, my buddy Mike just got shot. Mm. And I would write him a little letter to read to my friend, and wrote him a couple letters. It just hit me. I should find these. Yeah. And he would read them to them. And the letters always were funny, basically making fun of my friends who were just shot or blown up. And I got to share that experience with my dad, and now he's helping me run this business. He's been serving as our controller, handling our money, really just being dad to a business full of young guys trying to figure it out. And lately, he's been really stepping his game up and just on top of so many things that are really helping us stay afloat. So really, really appreciate my dad.
Hell yeah.
There's this rumor that you snuck into your dad's office and fucked with some of your own medical records to make sure that you could get in the Marine Corps. Is that true, yes or no?
It might be. I did not sneak in his office. I walked into Balboa Hospital. Mm-hmm. And it was brilliant. They had the records department back then was all paper. So I asked to see my records.
Yeah.
And I at this point, I couldn't join the Marine Corps because I had asthma. I had bad asthma. And
so that is real.
Yeah.
Huh.
That, and I, as an officer, that's immediate no-go. And I mean, I was using my inhaler almost once a day. Because I had a bad allergies too, and I'm total bubble boy. So I went into the to the records office. My stack was like this big because I had 10 years of records there from my dad being stationed there. And I said, you know what? It's going to take me a long time. Do you mind if I'll just call you when I'm done? He's like, yeah, sure, dude. So he walks away, and I take out every piece of paper that says something about my asthma, and then I stick it in my backpack, and then hand him the thing back. It's like half the size now. He didn't even notice. Idiot. And then went to the Marine officer recruiter's office. And I was like, hey, like to be a Marine officer. And they're like, okay, cool. Let's see your paperwork. And here you go. So I was able to get in. And that's why it's just like fucking where there's a will, there's a way, dude.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Yes. Did you have to use an inhaler then while you were in the military?
No. I would – before I went in – I was trying to like teach myself how to not use it, and I actually put myself through several asthma attacks where I just talked myself through them, and it was really just all about controlling my anxiety as they happened. And I realized if I can control my anxiety during an asthma attack, it'll relax my bronchioles, and I'll get just enough air in to then cough up the mucus that's building up, and I can get myself through an attack. And so I did that multiple times. I would stick my face in a cat and then go run really fast. So,
which part of the cat?
Just anywhere. Just more, you know, like underneath the tail.
No, I'd probably say just the back, you know, for future stories.
Okay. Yeah.
let's not talk about eating cat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I knew going into OCS, I was just like, I can't bring an inhaler. And if I have an attack and I go down, if you call for an inhaler, you're done. They know, because it happens all the time.
It's like ringing the bell.
Yeah. Once every few cycles, you know, so I have asthma. And then drill instructors are like, I fucking knew it, you bitch motherfucker. And then they'll go get the inhaler and then they kick him out. So I knew. I was like, going into OCS, I'm willing to die because I'm not calling for my inhaler.
Mm.
Not going to fucking happen. And so that's why I had to experience a couple attacks and know that I could get through them before going into it.
That's crazy. Cool. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, it's great.
So tell us where people can find you and Vet TV and particularly the movie.
Yeah.
Since it's out on Amazon.
Where can people find A Grunt's Life to buy, rent, watch?
Okay. So everyone, please go to agruntslife.com. Hit the buy now button. And you can buy it on either Vimeo on demand or on Vet TV. Either one. And on both of them, you can download it like for offline viewing on your tablet and phones. And then you can watch on a browser anywhere. So agruntslife.com.
Awesome.
That's the place to go.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Donnie, this is an awesome show, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Wait, so you can buy through the Vet TV app too?
Yeah, through the Vet TV app.
So, and you guys have an app for most smart TVs and all that shit.
Yeah. So our app is on Xbox now.
Yep.
It's on Roku, Android, Apple. I think that's it.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
All the stores.
Hell
you can
yeah,
get
dude.
Vet TV and watch it on everywhere you go. And, especially for the infantry guys, you know, coming into this movie, it's like the same. It's everything that we fantasized about, that we joked about, the stories that we would tell each other with this like ridiculous, outrageous sense of humor. It's like everything that existed back in the grunts and behind closed doors is now told in the story of a Marine platoon on a patrol base with a guy who just wants to kill his boss and bust a nut.
Yeah. That's everybody in this world, isn't it?
Yeah. So kind of relatable.
Donnie, you're a fucking awesome guy. I know we joke around all the time. You're a fucking great dude, man, in real life. And we'll get you in janitors.
Thank you.
Please.
I'm dead serious. Anything.
All right, great.
Awesome.
So we'll get you in janitors.
Love, please.
Go rent or buy A Grunt's Life on VetTV or agruntslife.com. For Jared Taylor, Donnie O'Malley, D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
See you guys.
Bye.
Appreciate you very much.